Hey everyone, welcome back to the That Girl Guide. Happy Thursday. I hope everyone had an amazing 4th of July week with friends and family, and it was the best day ever because that is my new life motto. Just every day is the best day ever. And especially after you go through something hard, you just are so much more grateful and appreciative, and just every day is the best day ever. Anyways, it just like puts things into perspective. So that is my new life motto, best day ever. I feel like I want to print shirts that say best day ever on it. But anyways, I am super excited for this week's episode, which is going to be a guide to dupes. Before we jump into that, I must say we hit 1.5 million downloads, which is so exciting. So thank you guys so much for being here. You guys are literally all the best. And I saw that the other day and I was like, holy crap, how did we get here? So anyways, thanks for listening. If you guys are new to the That Girl Guide, all the episodes are different guides to becoming the very best version of yourself, and just bettering yourself and not comparing yourself to other people, and just focusing on taking each day as it comes and yeah, just making it the best. Okay, so back into today's episode, which is a guide to dupes. I was texting with a friend and she was like, what are you gonna do this week's episode on? And I've just had so many different ideas and thoughts and things that I wanted to do lately. I was like, I don't know, I'm so conflicted. And then she was like, I think you should do a guide to dupes. And I decided that was the best idea ever. And I actually hadn't had that idea. But after she suggested it to me, I thought that was really smart because I personally have spent my fair share of money on dupes that were definitely not dupes. And then I have spent my fair share of money on stuff that I could have bought in the dupe. So I think my general consensus, like if I were just to give like blanket statement on dupes, here's what it would be. Okay, wait, actually, before I jump into that, I am going to define for any of you listening, like, what is she talking about? What is a guide to dupes? And so I just Googled what is a dupe on TikTok because I think that's where it started, but I'm not 100% sure. A dupe is a shortened version of the word duplicate and is often used to refer a product that is very similar to a product from a popular brand, but cheaper. So just basically like, does it something that works the same but it's cheaper, and some dupes work, some dupes don't, as I said. Okay, so my general like thought process on dupes, well, they're kind of conflicting. A lot of times when people try and dupe something, they're giving something up. So they're giving up, if it's like skincare or makeup, they're giving up like a product benefit, like ingredient benefit that has potentially like hydrating ingredients or more long lasting effects or something like that. And then if it's sometimes clothes and like bags or shoes, they're just sometimes sacrificing quality within the bag or clothes or whatever it might be. And they don't stitch it as well or something, so it doesn't last as long. You know what I'm saying? However, there are some legitimate dupes where like they actually are the same product, but different companies own them. I have learned this actually working in the beauty space, that there are a ton of brands that actually do sell, like literally like they work with the same manufacturers and they sell the same product, but they just price it differently. To my point earlier though, sometimes they take like the same formulas, but then they add, you know, hyaluronic acid, or they add in peptides or something. And so then it does make it a little bit more quality or something like that. But that's why dupes are sometimes legitimate and then sometimes really not. And so I feel like you sometimes waste a lot of money trying to figure out if it's a dupe or not. So hopefully this podcast episode is helpful from dupes that I've learned and personally used. And then also talking to friends, family, different people that you know actually use or don't use the dupes. But the general consensus, my blanket statement on dupes are, if it's something that's like going to be timeless, like you can wear it forever, use forever, I personally think that it's just like worth investing in the piece instead of trying to like dupe it. Because if you want to wear it, you know, for the next 50 years, or you want to pass it down to your kids one day or something, then might as well just buy the real thing. And then it is like a legitimate investment, you know what I'm saying? But if it's something just like trendy, everyone else has it, you think it's cute, or it's like super loud or super colorful, then I feel like it's worth buying the dupe because you probably won't have that style forever. And it will, like, your style will probably change. And usually, like, those loud, trendy pieces, again, you won't want to wear it forever. And then on that same note too, like if you don't know your style yet, I don't think that it's like, I think you should always just buy the dupe because it's not worth buying the real thing if you don't know that it's your style. That's obviously more like clothing and bags and stuff, because makeup and stuff, that's a whole different discussion. But I feel like more recently I'm coming into my own personal style, and previously I've just bought in a lot of dupes until like now that I know my personal style, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I'll buy the real thing. Okay. So first on skincare, I'm 50-50 on if there's like dupes in skincare and stuff, because some, like I said earlier on like beauty manufacturing and stuff, sometimes there are legitimate dupes, and then sometimes you really are giving up some like product benefit or skincare benefit or something like that. So a really good example, to again my beauty experience, which is like an actual beauty dupe versus not, is Babe Lash Serum is priced at $50. Its active ingredient is isopropyl clethodim, which is essentially what makes your lashes look thicker, longer, darker. Rodin and Fields is another product, another type of lash serum that a lot of people use, but it's $120. I can tell you, working in this space as long as I have and working for the brand, Babe Lash is 1,000% a dupe for Rodin and Fields. There is literally no reason in the entire world you should buy Rodin and Fields over Babe Lash. I'm not just saying that because I work for Babe Lash. But like the active ingredient is the exact same, and therefore they work exactly the same. Where it gets complicated is, again, I know that because I work in the space, is there is a lash serum from The Ordinary, which you guys know I love a lot of The Ordinary's products. I use their hyaluronic acid. However, their lash serum is not a dupe for the Babe Lash Serum because The Ordinary lash serum only has peptides as their active ingredients. Granted, their peptides are actually very strong and great. Elf is another great example. Elf has a lash serum that just has a bunch of peptides in it, but it will not work. Elf and The Ordinary lash serum will not work the same as a Babe Lash Serum or a Rodin Field Serum or even a Latisse Grande Lash. They will not work the same. So it's just kind of like there are dupes, but not all of them are dupes, you know? So $50 price point, I think, is the most quote unquote dupe you could get for a lash serum. So that was a really long-winded way to say Babe Lash is a dupe for Rodin and Fields lash serum. And I think skincare generally is worth investing in personally, because actually that's not true though, because like I said, I like The Ordinary. But I just think your skin on your face, you have forever. So there are some dupes, but again, it goes back to ingredients. So like I just said with the whole like lash serum debacle that I just spent 20 minutes, I don't know why I called it a debacle, but explaining, is that like it's like what's the active ingredient and like what's it actually doing, you know? So with skincare, I'm kind of like split. I don't have any like great examples of like, oh, this 100% does the same thing, because honestly, I don't know, different. Like, I'm more, as you guys know from the skincare episodes, I'm more on like ingredients in your skincare. So I think you can find dupes in the skincare space, but then sometimes you don't. So just kind of have to test it. But an example that my friend that had messaged me to do this episode is that Trader Joe's sunscreen is apparently $8.99, and it's the same as Super Goop, which is almost $50, I'm pretty sure. And it does not last very long. I personally really like the Super Goop sunscreen, and I have not tried the Trader Joe's sunscreen. So I think I will have to potentially test that out for you guys. But apparently that's a really good dupe. And someone actually submitted that as well. I'm going to go through the stuff that you guys submitted later, but someone else said that same thing specific to skincare. But you just like have to invest in like a good retinol, a good vitamin C, good hyaluronic acid. And then an LED face mask is totally, if you guys don't know what an LED face mask is, it's basically just like red light therapy on your face. And so you just put it on your face. There's $500 one. I bought like a $200 one and I feel like that dupe is fine, but that's still super expensive. So, okay, moving on to makeup dupes. Same thing here. I feel like I am more passionate about makeup dupes than I am skincare dupes because makeup is kind of like on and off your face. However, the makeup that is technically often more expensive has added ingredients to it. So for example, I really like the Dior concealer. And the reason I like it is because yes, I like how it goes on and I like how long it stays, but it has like hyaluronic acid in it, which I have really dry under eyes and I'm self-conscious of my under eyes. So I like this concealer because I feel like it's more hydrating under my eyes instead of some of the other concealers that I like the look the same, but I know that there's not that like product benefit there. So I do have some makeup products that have like added benefits to it. Like it has vitamin C in it or it has peptides or it has random stuff in it that I like, because it's kind of doubles as a skincare and makeup. But the most popular makeup dupe I feel like I've been seeing a lot lately is the e.l.f. brow wax is $6. And then the Anastasia Beverly Hill one is $23. So something like that, like 12 out of 10, you should just get the e.l.f. one. And e.l.f. generally has a ton of really, really good dupes. Another one of their like best dupes, which I don't personally love either of these products, but I know other people that do and they say they are the exact same, which I have tried and they do function the same, is the e.l.f. Halo Glow Primer and the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter Primer. The e.l.f. one is only $24 and the Charlotte Tilbury one is $50, so it's like half the price. So when in doubt, go to e.l.f. I love e.l.f. They have like really good stuff. And then another one that I have been seeing a lot, and I personally use this product, is there's a Milani Baked Blush in pink, and then there's the NARS Orgasm Blush, and I do not think that's a dupe. Also, The Cut, which is like an article I was reading that my friend sent me, said that agreed that that's not a dupe because the NARS one just stays longer. Another one that is not a dupe is the Maybelline Fit Me and the Armani Luminous Silk Foundation is not a dupe. The Maybelline one is $7 and the Armani Silk Foundation is $70, which I agree is like a huge like price difference. That's a lot of money. But when it just like stays on longer and looks better, I don't know. I do think it's worth it. However, bronzer is something I do not think you need to spend a lot of money on because there are some bronzers that make you orange, so be careful. But I use the Physicians Formula Bronzer, which I found earlier this year. It is literally $9. It is so pigmented. It does not make you look orange. It like makes you look like you just came from the beach. And it is amazing. It has lasted me, I don't even know how many months it's lasted me now, but multiple months. I'm not even close to out. Like, I don't think I will be out for months. And previously I was using the Dior bronzer, which was really good, but it was like $50 and it did not last me very long. So bronzer is something that like the Physicians Formula bronzer is definitely a dupe for the Dior bronzer that I was using. And actually I think it's like maybe even better. Okay. Another for real dupe is, which I wish I knew this before, is the Dyson Airwrap. I have the Dyson Airwrap. I would not tell anybody to buy it. I'm going to be honest. Do I like it? Of course. It was like $600 and it works great. Like it blow dries my hair, but I do not think you need to spend $600 on a Dyson hair wrap. The Shark is half the price. I think it's like $250 or $299, which is still super expensive. I'm not saying it's not, but it's still half the price of the Dyson. So if you're like considering getting the Dyson,
No shade to the Dyson people, but it's just like way too expensive. And just you can buy the Shark and it's the same. And then if you are just buying a Dyson or a Shark for the like blowout brush part of it, you can buy like Bondi Blues has a blowout brush, Revlon has a blowout brush, Amika has a blowout brush. So you can just honestly do that instead. If you're buying like a Dyson or a Shark because you want all the attachments and the curler and stuff, like great, buy the Shark instead of the Dyson because it's half the price. But if you just want the blowout feature, which is what I originally bought my Dyson for, I would have just bought in like the Bondi Boost blowout brush instead. So that's a for sure dupe. Do not spend your money on Dyson because that's just really expensive. Okay, another thing, a lot clothes is my next topic. And I do think there are a lot of clothing dupes, especially because you don't wear clothes every day. So kind of going back to like my initial point, if you're not going to wear it for the rest of your life, pass it down to your children one day, like it's probably not really worth buying it. Amazon workout dresses are very similar to Outdoor Voices. There is a workout skirt on Amazon that I swear is the same as Aritzia. I have the Aritzia one, but one of my best friends has the Amazon one, and I'm like, what the heck? They're literally the same. So those are my thoughts on clothes, and there has been a lot, specifically on TikTok. I feel like somehow everyone's like an investigative journalist, and they can always like find out like the manufacturers that are the same and stuff. But I swear, like a lot of these companies and brands have very similar, like they're actually the same product, they're just priced differently, to my point previously on like the beauty industry, oftentimes having like the same manufacturers and stuff. So yeah, like Crazy Yoga is one of them that I used to buy a lot of Crazy Yoga. And I will say a lot of Crazy Yoga on Amazon stuff is a decent dupe, specifically for the men's section. So like for a boyfriend or a significant other, a dad, brother-in-law, whoever it might be. I think their men's stuff dupes Lulu pretty well, but some of their women's stuff I don't think is as good of quality. But some of their sports bras are the same. Something I will stand by, I do stand by this, is that Lululemon, I said this on my workout episode last week, Lululemon Align leggings are superior. I don't know how. I do not think it's a placebo effect. They really do. They're just more flattering. They're more comfortable. They last longer. I have had some of my Align leggings for literally 4 years. So again, it goes back to my like, will you use it for the next like 5 to 10 years? Or is it just like trendy? Where for me, like Align leggings, like I don't care if I am 60 years old, I will probably wear Lulu Align leggings because they're just so comfortable. Where some of Lulu's like sports bras or stuff like aren't as comfortable. I won't wear them till I'm 60 years old, so I can buy like the Crazy Yoga dupe per se. But yeah, Lulu Align leggings are something I will stand by. I will always wear those. So I think that's like worth investing in. But if you just like want, you know, a random like bright colored tank top or something like that, you can always buy. Crazy Yoga has again good dupes. And I do think like Amazon has great clothes sometimes, but then sometimes they don't. So it's just kind of hard. Another thing though is Ray-Bans. I personally don't think sunglasses are worth investing in because I lose mine and I break them and I drop them. And I have like a million pairs of them. So Amazon has great sunglasses that look exactly like Ray-Bans. No one would ever know. And I like to have like 10 pairs of sunglasses like in all of my purses and like my car and wherever I need them. So I don't feel like it's worth spending a lot on sunglasses because I don't really feel like they can be all that superior. Personally, but maybe I just haven't found the right pair of sunglasses. But yeah, I don't think you need to spend a lot of money on sunglasses because they're all function similarly, and I think you'll probably lose them, I'm gonna be honest. Okay, and then generally with shoes too, I kind of feel the same way because shoes, you just ruin shoes. Like, there's not really any shoes that you're gonna wear for the next 50 years. I mean, maybe there is, and I don't know about them. But for the most part, like shoes, you have to walk in, and so they're gonna not work forever. So I mean, I'll spend like, you know, $100 on like a good pair of tennis shoes, but for the most part, I feel like you can always get away with like shoe dupes. You know, like there's the Hermes shoes that I feel like everyone's wearing, but I don't feel like I'm gonna ever buy those because you can just buy the ones on Amazon or Target and they look exactly the same, and then it will go out of style, and then you can buy the next dupe if you want, and again, you're walking on them, so yeah. But if you do invest in like a shoe, I don't know, I would maybe say like a good sandal that lasts, but definitely not heels. I do not feel like heels are worth investing in because unless you wear heels every day, but I don't know what job or I don't know, you just don't wear heels every day. So I, unless you wear, yeah, I really can't think of anything. So I also feel like heels, like designer heels or stuff, just buy the dupes. There's a ton of like really great heels that you can get on Amazon. Sorry, that took me so long to think of. I was trying to remember the name of the shoes that I got for my wedding, but I got dupes for my wedding day. Of heels that were super cute. Something Randall are the dupes. Anyways, and I paid like $50 and they're usually like $250. So yeah. Okay, something, so those were clothes. Something then just like random stuff that I put that I do think is worth buying is like a Bays bag. I think that's how you say it. Suitcase and carry-on because it just like lasts way longer. I've tried the Amazon dupes of Bays suitcases and bags and they just like don't, they're not durable. And so then I end up having to spend more money to buy more. So yeah, I feel like that's worth it. And then for designer bags, again, goes back to my like general rule. Like if it's a classic staple that I'll wear for the next like 20 years or can give to my kids or resell or something, like, okay, I don't know why you said I said resell because really you would just want to keep it, but whatever. Then I would invest in it, like a black, tan, like something neutral, timeless. But if it's like a bright color or something really trendy, then I want to invest in the designer bag, you know? So that is basically, I have a million more, but I've tried to make these episodes shorter. So that's everything I wrote down for best and like worst dupes and like stuff that I would spend money on. I also asked the Thacker Guide Instagram. If you don't already follow the Thacker Guide on Instagram, be sure to follow us. And I asked like what are the best and worst dupes. So I'm just gonna quickly read through them. The first one that was, well, there was a lot. I just summarized them. So the first one I wrote down that was submitted was there's a Lulu Align tank at Target, which I did not know. Mentioned previously, Crazy Yoga is a dupe for Lulu, but I didn't know Target had similar ones. It's this person said it's only $22, but it feels the same. So yeah, Aligns are like $50. And yeah, I feel like tanks, Lulu Align tanks are good, but I don't think you'll wear them forever. So could totally swap that. So maybe I'll have to try that too. Someone submitted that L'Oreal Paris lotion is the same as the Drunk Elephant bronzing drops. I also have not tried that, but I might need to try that because I have heard great things about the Drunk Elephant bronzing drops, but I can never get my hands on them because they're always sold out. So if you're one of those people, maybe try the L'Oreal Paris lotion and message us, let us know if it is a real dupe. Someone put in Crazy Yoga, which I again agree with for men specifically. All of their stuff I feel like is the same, but only some stuff for women's. The Align leggings just can't be duped. Okay. Someone submitted e.l.f. sunscreen untouchable is the same as Supergoop. That was actually submitted a couple times. So I talked about the Trader Joe's sunscreen that's $8.99, but apparently the e.l.f. sunscreen is also a dupe for a Supergoop. So I will have to try that because I do love the Supergoop Unseen sunscreen. The next thing that was submitted is Zara perfumes are the same as expensive ones. That was again also submitted a couple times, and someone submitted and said Zara one called Golden Hour is the same as YSL. So seems pretty good. I don't have either of those. But my little sister does have Zara perfume, and I can attest it smells so good and it does last a really long time. Okay, lastly, are the worst dupes that were submitted. Someone said off-brand Birkenstocks, Shein dupes. I agree with the Shein dupes. I used to spend way too much money on Shein, which that's a whole different discussion because I know that people don't like Shein, but I didn't know at the time. Okay. Shein dupes are not ever worth it. They do not last. It's just not worth buying stuff at Shein, honestly. Then someone else submitted the e.l.f. contour sticks, which is interesting because some people say they like those, but someone said that just buy the actual Charlotte Tilbury contour sticks. And then the very last one that is a bad dupe is AirPods. That was also submitted multiple times, and people said to just buy the real AirPods, which I agree with. I have AirPods. That's something that the AirPods I've been using, I think I've had for probably 3 years, and I probably will use them for another two. So definitely like an investment when you first have to buy them. But if you think about how much you use them over the next, couple years, it's usually worth it. Unless you lose them a lot, maybe buy the dupes. But luckily I don't lose them. Okay, hopefully this episode was helpful and fun, and it's kind of a little different than what we usually do. But I have had a hard time previously navigating dupes and like figuring out what to spend money on and not to spend money on. And as you guys know, I'm trying to just be a lot more intentional with where and how I'm spending my money and not just buying stuff to buy stuff or because other people are talking about it or whatever it might be. So let me know if there's anything that I missed on the dupes, and I'll post it on the That Girl Guide Instagram. But thank you guys again so much for being here. Thank you so much for 1.5 million. So exciting. I hope everyone has a great rest of your day or night, evening, afternoon, whenever you listen to this. And thanks again.